that no matter how much we have heard, we will still never understand the true appearance of ultimate reality, because if you only listen, not enough. Yeah. Or you only read, not enough. You must put it into practice. You must constantly reflect, contemplate, and inquire. That's why the three turnings of the Four Noble Truths are very vital, very important in your cultivation. And to develop the third turning, Bhavana Maya Panya, you really have to stabilize your daily mindfulness. Otherwise, you can't. You look at the Avijja Sutta, you will know. The 10th step, the enlightenment sequence. You have to move through step 4 and step 5. Step 4 is to develop the initial wisdom born of constant contemplation, reflection, and inquiry, and also constantly listening to the Dhamma, to develop the faith, the understanding, to stabilize the understanding, assimilate into your nature. Then after that, develop the daily mindfulness to realize step 4, which is sati sampajana. Then only you can move on to step 8, which is cultivation of the four foundations of mindfulness. And that is the true four foundation of mindfulness, is the true the turning cultivation, bhavana, maya, panya. So from all this, you will understand what cultivation is all about. You have to do the three turning. You have to stabilize your daily mindfulness. You have to constantly reflect, contemplate, constantly. That's why it's a full-time job. You have to develop a very stable religious routine. Then your daily religious routine must complement your daily mindfulness. Until your awareness nature becomes very stable, very clear, then only sati, sampajana can arise, mindfulness and clear comprehension. Because without step 4, you cannot realize step 5. And without step 5, you cannot penetrate the Dhamma. There is no way. You need the initial wisdom to bring about the space between thought, to allow your true mind to surface, to have more and more moment of silent awareness without thought. That's how step 4 moves to step 5. In order to have continuous daily mindfulness, which is sati sampajana, means ever mindful and constantly meditative with clear comprehension, you need to have a very stable daily mindfulness. That's why without daily mindfulness, you cannot really awaken. The real meditation only starts when you have finished step 5. Yeah. Because before that, the earlier meditation, not to say not real, but not penetrative, not the one that can actually transform you completely. Maybe give you some form of initial wisdom, initial understanding. But in order to really develop true understanding of the ultimate reality, you need to go into the full cultivation. So the whole of the Avijja Sutta, the 10th step of enlightenment of the enlightenment sequence, needs to be closely adhered to. Then the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, the three turnings of the Four Noble Truths, all this, you have to connect them. Then you follow what I have taught you all, guide you all, share with you all, to develop the stability of daily mindfulness by having a very good daily religious routine. It's the Dhamma cultivation or activity that you do daily. Before you sleep, when you sleep, when you wake up, until before you sleep again. Everything that you do. That's why you need to meditate. You need to cultivate. You need to develop the cultivation in daily life. The daily mindfulness is to develop the cultivation in daily life. Otherwise, you cannot awaken.